This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. More details are emerging about a potential election security breach in Elbert County. The clerk there made copies of election equipment hard drives and gave them to outside lawyers. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder told the Secretary of State's office that he made the copies last summer to preserve files before a software update. He then gave copies of the data to two lawyers, in part because he feared they would be seized by the state. A false election conspiracy theory claims that the company that makes Colorado's voting equipment rigged the 2020 presidential election. No court has ever found evidence of that. The Secretary of State says she is talking to lawyers at the Attorney General's office about possible actions against the Elbert clerk. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's launching a new effort to help people with disabilities find jobs. These disability program navigators will be based at workforce centers in the Denver area with the goal of connecting people to training and jobs. During the worst of the pandemic, the unemployment rate for people with disabilities was more than double that of the overall rate. State officials say if the navigator pilot program is successful, they'll expand it statewide. And longtime Denver sportscaster Les Shapiro has died following a battle with lung cancer. Shapiro worked for Denver's Channel 4 during the 80s and 90s and covered some of the biggest local sporting events during that time. He was 65. This is CPR News.